love when we get to talk about people's relationships on the show, and it's not mine that I have to go to therapy for. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio 9 Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer, Pork Chop, and you at 833-563-2539. We're talking love languages today, and I got someone's man, which, well, that could be Liv, Pork Chop, McKenzie, not me. I got a woman. I guess they're apparently not speaking their love language? Who is this? Speak up.
I think refusing to is kind of the better wordage here, verbiage.
All right, Liv, what's going on with you and Jewel Daddy?
Okay, so Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, my beloved boy in my life, man, he refuses to speak my love language. And I think that he just doesn't really understand love languages or gets it. So my love language is words of affirmation and also physical contact, like contact. But I love when someone tells me like, oh my gosh, you look so beautiful, or like, wow, like you are so smart, you're so funny, or I just love you so much. Like, I just love hearing that.
Right.
Because that's just the way that I speak love to people. And I tell people that all the time. Like, I'm constantly telling him, like, you're so handsome. Like, oh my gosh, you're so smart. I love how much of a hard worker you are.
Yes.
But those things don't mean anything to him. And so when I tell him, like, hey, like, you know, you need to tell me these things. And he was like, what? You think I'm going to date an ugly girl? Like, obviously, I think you're pretty. And he was like, what, you think I'm going to date an idiot? Like, no, obviously I'm going to date someone who's really smart. And he's like, I'm constantly asking you what certain words mean. Like, obviously, I think you are smart. And like, obviously, I think you're funny, or else I wouldn't be dating you. So he just thinks that I should just assume that he thinks all of these things. And I'm like, well, I know you think them, but I just want to hear them. He's like, if you know that I think these things, why do you need me to tell you? That sounds crazy and idiotic. But I'm like, it's my love language.
Yes,
and
well, words, he's like, affirmation.
Exactly. And he's like, love languages just like aren't a thing.
Okay, so there's five love languages. Let's say what they are. So words of affirmation. What else do we have? Acts of service.
Physical touch.
Receiving gifts. Quality time.
Now, here's the thing. I want to go back. Jewel Daddy's saying it's obvious, but it's not true. I don't know if women do this, if there's a really hot guy, but plenty of men will date one of the dumbest people in the world just because they're hot.
That gets so old, though.
I mean, of course
it does.
Like,
but connect with someone and, like, you know, they can't make you laugh. That's going to be, I mean, pretty face goes so far.
Yeah, but I'm saying that is a possibility. So his argument's not, just so you know, Jewel Daddy, that's not the greatest argument. You have to realize what you're saying.
Right. And see, that's what, and he's like, you should know, like, I love you so much. Like, obviously, we've been together. We're with each other all the time. We talk about the future. Like, you should just know these things. Like, why do I have to, like, remind you of them? You should just know that I think all of these things. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. Yours is acts of service. And he's like, yeah, because who doesn't mind and who doesn't like getting something done for them? So like, if I bring him a Gatorade, or if I unload the dishwasher for him, or if I cook dinner for him, like, I do these things because I know that he likes acts of service. And but he's still like, you should know that, like, I love you and I think you're pretty and all of these things. Like, if you want to do nice things for me, like, that's great. Like, I do nice things for you, and he does do nice things for me, but I still want to hear that he thinks I'm pretty and smart.
833-563-2539. Does anybody else agree with what Liv's saying? Or do you think kind of on Jewel Daddy's side, it's like, why do I have to tell you this? You know I love you. You know I think you're smart. You know I think you're beautiful. I shouldn't have to constantly tell you that. McKenzie, for you, when you're in a relationship, do you, similar to Liv, need people to tell you or give you that love language, whatever it might be, all the time? Or do you just know that that's how they feel?
No, of course. I want all of those things. For me, the number one thing, consistency is so sexy. Consistency is sexy. So the thing is, like, if you say you're going to do something, do it. Of course. I don't like people that are lazy. It's like you're building a castle together, your relationship. So, like, put in the work or don't waste my time.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I need to say that to Jewel Daddy.
I mean, that's, you get to a point where you're just like, I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to play games. Like, I want to find a real connection. And you can have a connection with someone, but if they're not invested as much as meeting you as much as you're invested in it, then it's a waste of everyone's time.
Right. And I was going to say, like, here's the thing, too. It's not like he's a bad boyfriend, because he does do stuff for me all, like, constantly is doing things for me. But it's just that, like, and I see that and I appreciate that and I love that about him. But it's just like the icing on top of the cake, the little cherry is, you know, hearing things like, he thinks I'm so funny. He can't imagine a world without me.
And you're okay, expressing but these that's what aren't you true. Need.
Yeah, exactly.
You're saying, hey, that's what I need in this. So give it to me. And you're you're communicating well and saying this is what I need. So I think it's great.
All right. I think somebody might actually believe into this hooey fooey. Let's talk to Caitlin. Caitlin, do you and your significant other believe what Liv believes?
Oh, 100%.
Now, do you mean that like you believe it and you're trying to make your husband believe it or what?
No, we both have read it, like read the whole book. We give it out to every couple that we go to their wedding, and every couple that we have done that for, they like thank us so much because it's like completely changed how they communicate together. And wow. I'm almost tied for acts of service and quality time. And so, and then he's words of affirmation and physical touch almost
tied. That's me.
And so,
I feel like I'm all of the above. Can you be every love language? I don't know.
Well, now you're just being selfish.
That's what the book says. Everybody has like a touch of each one, but there's like your primary one, or some people are like a little bit tied. But like I was kind of the same way. I was like, why? Like, I'm not a big gift giver. And he was like giving me gifts. Like, I don't really care about it. It's nice, but I'm like, I would feel more loved if you like helped me with the laundry or like spent the night like watching a movie or something.
Right.
All right. There we go.
See, Jewel Daddy, I hope you're listening right now.
Now, well, I wonder if his love language getting chastised on the radio. Hannah, we'll wrap it up with you. What about you and your significant other?
Well, my boyfriend tells me that I'm beautiful and smart and funny all the time, and it almost loses its meaning.
That's what he says.
It's like, I know that he thinks I'm beautiful, and I know that he thinks I'm smart, but it means so much more when, you know, he says something like, Mackenzie just said a little while ago, like, you know, I can't imagine you, my life without you in it, you know, just, if he says something that's, you know, from the heart, other than just like, oh, I love you, I think you're smart, then like, that's what really means something or does things for me, because you can just say, I love you, I think you're pretty, but... You know,
you
where's
want
the
that.
Action? Where's the love?
Words of affirmation are actually the most popular primary love language, by the way. Liv, so.
See, exactly. I'm not crazy. And he says, like, when I call him, like, oh my gosh, you're so handsome, you're so cute, blah, blah. He's like, it kind of loses its meaning when you tell me all the time. And I'm like, you're insane. What? I think he's handsome. And I think he's cute. He should take that as a compliment.
He should love that.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad you called Jewel Daddy out. I hope that actually helps your relationship and repair it. And I hope things go for the better. The love language book is pretty good, though. When I actually do my wife's love language, I find that our relationship dramatically improves.
What's her love language?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I forget it. I always forget it. I think
when I do her love language, it dramatically improves.
I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I think she likes to be physically touched. At least I know I do.